This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News at 11. I'm Yede Allison. President George Weah will today deliver his first State of the Nation address to members of the 54th Legislature in a joint session. The president's address to the legislature is in consonance with Article 58 of the 1986 Constitution, which mandates the president of Liberia to report to the legislature on the State of the Nation once a year and to present his or her legislative programs for the year. The report covers the economy, health, education, and other facets of the nation. Article 58 states that the president shall, on the fourth working Monday in January of each year, present the administration's legislative program and shall once a year report to the legislature on the state of the republic. In presenting the economic condition, the report shall cover expenditure as well as income. The ceremony will take place in the William Richard Talbot Joint Chambers of the Capitol Building beginning at 2 p.m. The joint session of the 54th Legislature will be presided over by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Bothwell Chambers. The Better Future Foundation has called on President George Weah administration to adopt alternative and practical strategies aimed at winning the fight against corruption in the public sector. In a release issued in Monrovia at the weekend, BFF proposed to the government to launch a thorough assessment of all state apparatuses through comprehensive forensic audits geared toward promoting the fight against corruption. According to the BFF, this would ensure transparency, accountability, and probity in the implementation of national development programs and activities, which over the years have been heavily dependent on foreign aid and donors' support. BFF specifically cautioned President Weah to set a 100-day time frame for all past and current public officials at home and abroad who have illegitimately taken away public funds and other national assets to return said funds to the state to foster national development. The foundation further proposed to President Weah that any current or past public officials who voluntarily return stolen assets or funds into the custody of the state should be given presidential clemency. The Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General to Liberia, Farid Sarif, has commended UNMIL peacekeepers for their tremendous and invaluable contributions in the maintenance of peace, security, and stability in Liberia. Speaking over the weekend at a medal parade ceremony where 10 UNPOL commissioners received UN medals for their dedicated services to UNMIL, SRSG Farid Sarif said the peacekeepers have over the years dedicated themselves in every possible way to contribute to UNMIL and supporting their Liberian counterparts. He said the tireless effort and sacrifice of the peacekeepers will always be remembered in the history of Liberia and the UN. SRSG Farid Sarif at the same time encouraged the peacekeepers to always maintain the spirits of peace as they return to their various countries. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Militants have attacked an army base near a military academy in the Afghan capital, Kabul, killing at least 11 soldiers. A defense ministry spokesman told the BBC that 16 other Afghan soldiers were injured. The spokesman said five militants were involved, four were killed in the attack, but one was arrested. According to the militant group's Amaq News Agency, the attack has been claimed by the Islamic State IS. Earlier reports said the attack had taken place at Marshal Fahim National Defense University, which is near the military base. The swollen River Seine in the French capital Paris has peaked at about 4 meters above its normal water level for the time of year. The flood level rose to 5.84 millimeters early on Monday and is not expected to begin receding before Tuesday. Weeks of rainfall have produced a relentless rise in the water level. Around 1,500 people have been evacuated from their homes in the Greater Paris region, while a similar number of homes remain without electricity. In 2016, the last significant flood in Paris, the river reached a high of 6.1 millimeters. And the International Monetary Fund has said Zimbabwe has the second largest informal economy as a percentage of its total economy in the world after Bolivia. In a working paper titled Shadow Economies Around the World, What Did We Learn Over the Last 20 Years, in which 158 economies were studied, Zimbabwe, with a score of 60.6%, came second to Bolivia, which topped at 62.3%. Switzerland with 7.2% and Austria at 8.9% were among the lowest in the world. The IMF admitted that shadow economies, which are known by various names around the world, among them hidden economy, gray economy, black economy or lack economy, cash economy or informal economy, were difficult to measure. The IMF said the shadow economy includes all economic activities which are hidden from official authorities for monetary, regulatory, and institutional reasons. Activities of shadow economies were hidden from authorities for various reasons, which include regulatory, monetary, and institutional, the International Financial Institution said. That's the Unmo Radio News Update at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmo, you can log on to www.unmo.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmo2003, or twitter/unmo news. I am Yire Allison. Good morning.